This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Again, when it comes to another aspect in our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, establishes hazard zones when it comes to money. And here's the principle. Money is a good servant, but a bad master. Money is a means for an end. Allah did not create us to make money. We can make money, but cannot make us. You can't buy everything with money, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us certain things when it comes to money. Again, the hazard zones. First of all, do not deal with riba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا الرِّبَى أَضْعَافًا مُضَاعَفًا. Do not deal with interest. So here's a hazard zone. Don't go there. But some people still insist. And they go beyond this. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَى إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you claim to be true believers, stop dealing with riba. If I don't stop, if I transgress the limits, what's going to happen? فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. We are fighting Allah and His Messenger, and we are complaining. Allah is not blessing my money. Allah is not blessing my marriage. Allah is not blessing my house. Why? Because you're dealing with riba. Very simple. Go back to the ayah. Stop where Allah said stop. Do not proceed beyond that point.